Hello, all you horticulturing homo sapiens hearing the horrible heaving of my voice. Welcome to Mr. Sledge's neighborhood, where alliteration isn't mandatory, but it helps. I'm Kevin from the Court of Nerds, and boy oh boy do I have one heck of a mediocre show lined up. But before I get to that, in the spirit of enthusiasm that predominated the headlines this week, I will give a portion of our time to the intrepid reporters in the field to describe what the totality looked like for those who couldn't go outside and watch the eclipse for themselves. Take her away, boys!
Well, here we are at Lord's, waiting for the eclipse of the sun. Peter?
Yes, the ground's in tip-top condition, and I think we can expect some first-rate eclipsing this morning, Brian.
Well, we're certainly all looking forward to it very much up here. Jim?
And to look at the eclipse of the sun through...
Of the sun through?
Yes, to look at the eclipse of the sun through...
I don't understand.
To look through at the eclipse of the sun...
What?
I haven't finished. We have this, surely magnificent,
absolutely,
quite superb.
Here, here.
Quite agree.
What?
A piece of smoked glass.
Absolutely.
Which must be fully,
easily.
Must be.
Absolutely.
No question.
Jolly good.
Start again.
Well, here we are at Lord's with this piece of smoked trout.
Glass?
Oh, please.
No.
Oh, glass. Waiting quite superbly for the eclipse of the sun-like object.
And here, if I'm very much mistaken, comes the eclipse.
Yes, you are very much mistaken. Here it comes. Peter?
Yes, I can't see anyone stopping it now.
No, it's all over by the shouting.
The sands of time must surely be drawing to a close for this plucky solar... Oh!
Oh!
Rain!
Well, what a shame. The rain is beginning to come down now here at Lord's.
Light's going to.
Yeah, it's going really quite fast.
By Jove, yes, it's getting quite murky up here now.
You can hardly see a glass in front of your face.
What a shame. Well, that's it from Lord's then, I'm afraid, but we'll be back here again the moment there's any sign of improvement.
And now, the news!
And who cares about E3 anymore news? GamesCon is in full swing in Germany right now, and it's truly the heartbeat of gaming conventions. It seems that everybody has saved their best sneak peeks and trailers for this convention, and unlike in America, where everything gets spoiled a week ahead of time, we actually get a chance to be surprised. So I'm going to go over some of the amazing things we have seen happen in the first day at GamesCon in one run-on, long news segment. Frontier Interactive, the developer who made the phenomenal Elite Dangerous, hands down one of the best space fighting sims ever made, and Planet Coaster is giving us a new sim nobody saw coming. Jurassic World Evolution is a theme park sim, but instead of Ferris wheels, you have Triceratops, and instead of worrying about guests getting sick, you have to worry about guests getting eaten by a freaking T-Rex. Or don't worry, I'm going to have a people mover directly from the boat to the raptor pens. It'll be great. Jurassic World Evolution puts players in control of operations on the island of Isla Nublar. I think that's how you say it. As featured in the original Jurassic Park, the goal is to build new attractions, bioengineer new dinosaur breeds, and figure out the best way to keep said dinosaurs from paying customers. Or don't. I'm not going to. Quote, "As long as fans of the entire Jurassic series were thrilled to be putting players in charge of their own Jurassic World," end quote, Frontier exec Johnny Watts says, quote, "We're excited to bring over 15 years of management, simulation, and creature development expertise to a destination and franchise that means an inspiration to us," end quote. The game has a release date of summer 2018 on the Xbox One, PlayStation 4, and PC, which just so happens to be when the next film, Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom, is due to release. I just want Jeff Goldblum to say, "Life finds a way," every time a guest gets eaten.
We gotta do something about this. I'm pretty sure our washing machine is pregnant. I don't even know how that's scientifically possible.
Finds a way.
Microsoft has revealed a sequel to a game I thought long dead, Age of Empires. More than a decade after Age of Empires 3 was released, publisher Microsoft Studios has announced that Age of Empires 4 is in development and coming to the PC. There's no release window for the game yet, just a teaser that showed a bunch of art with voiceover. But I'm still excited. The first Age of Empire came out in 1997 as a real-time strategy game developed by the now-defunct Ensemble Studios, which also made the first Halo Wars. Players had to guide their troops through Stone Age to Classical Period, with a follow-up in 1999, Age of Empires 2, taking the action to the Middle Ages. Age of Empires 3 was released in 2005, which focused on the Colonial Period. So maybe the new one will cover the post-18th to the 20th century? We don't know where Age of Empires 4 will fit into history, but the choices of developer, Canada's Relic Entertainment, suggest a more traditional approach to the series. Relic has previously been responsible for a number of well-received strategy games, including Company of Heroes, Homeworld, and of course, Warhammer 40K, Dawn of War 3. Until the game comes out, fans of the series have also have Age of Empires Definitive Edition to look forward to. This 4K remaster of the original Age of Empires 1, 2, and 3 will be released on October 19th this year, and will be available exclusively on the Windows Store in Windows 10, which is a bold strategy to circumvent Steam, and one I think will not be profitable. Sticking with Microsoft, we now have some details about the current Xbox One owners will be able to move their games and settings over to the new Xbox One X when it launches on November 7th, which you can now pre-order, or could pre-order. The Project Scorpio-labeled ones went fast, like within 10 minutes, like on every retailer. It was ridiculous. I couldn't get one. The easiest way to get all your games to the new system is, as outlined by Microsoft Vice President Mike Ybarra, will be to just put in an external USB drive and then plug that drive into your new console. All your games are ready to play, immediately. After this external drive has moved, he said, the user-specific settings will also be copied via external hard drive in the same way. If you don't have an external hard drive handy, we're going to let you copy games apps off of your home network instead of having to manually move them or re-download them off the internet, Ybarra said. It's unclear right now if Microsoft will mirror the PS4 Pro and allow this kind of system-to-system transfer using an Ethernet cable plugged directly into both ends of the console. But in the end, don't we all have wireless networks anyway? I guess, a Cat 7 cable would be faster, in theory. For those of you who want to see as many pixels as possible, as quickly as possible when they get their Xbox One X, Ybarra says you'll be able to download a 4K update for supported games before the Xbox One X is even available. Then use those updates immediately after the system transfer. Microsoft also released a list of 118 current and upcoming games that will be optimized for the Xbox One X via updates. This is a fucking huge list, and if you thought Witcher 3 looked good before, prepare to have your eyes melt.
The biocomputer, which I have humorously named Johnny, has been licking an acid-like goo, or ASGU for short. Anyway, we are stumped. Johnny has been running nonstop for 3 years, and we've never had a problem like this before. Sadly, until we find the reason for the leak, it will continue.
Is it even safe to work in the building?
Just get it fixed. And you need to grow up here.
On the Sony side of things, they have finally given us a Shenmue 3 trailer and it looks... disappointing. You have to see it for yourself to really judge, which you can do on our Facebook page, but just know you're not missing anything spectacular. The new teaser video boasts all the familiar tropes from the series. Sweeping a orchestral soundtrack. Check! Shots of Ryo and Shenhua gazing at open vistas. Check! The mysterious dragon and phoenix mirrors. Check! And a dose of martial arts training, plus what looks like a boss fight. Check! The rigid character design will be hard to ignore for those hoping for a major upgrade to the series. After all, it's been more than 2 years since Shenmue 3 was unveiled at Sony's E3 event, and not to mention it's been 16 years since the previous installment. Already defenders of the animation, or lack thereof, are decrying those stiff character models as part of the game's charm, and even 18 years down the line, Ryo's iconic leather jacket still looks pretty badass. To those I say, put the Dreamcast controller in the closet where it belongs. You can look at it whenever you want, but things are better now. They are better. The 90-second clip reveals little about the game's plot, although it seems to pick up where Shenmue 2 left off with a beautiful set piece in China, according to the director of Yu Suzuki. Fortunately, the backdrop looks a lot more attractive than the actual character designs. Last we heard, the Kickstarter-funded title was getting delayed until 2018. However, the news that the game now has a global publisher in the guise of Deep Silver should help ease the backers with their concerns. Shenmue 3 will be available on PlayStation 4 and Windows PC. If the teaser isn't enough to satisfy the Dreamcast devotee to drive a forklift, go drive a real forklift. Because that's what the second game was all about. I'm pretty sure that's what the second game was all about.
Tatsuya.
Ryu!
Do you know any Chinese people?
I know one! Son Goku! You can get a Son Goku eraser out of this capsule toy machine.
I see.
A year ago, Electronic Arts kicked off its indie publishing program, EA Originals, by announcing an intriguing game, FE, or Fee, or Iron, I don't know, created by Studio Zoink from Sweden. The wordless adventure game follows a woodland creature as it roams in a geometric, stylized wonderland. It's like a cross between Okami, Ori, and Patapon, if I were to describe it. The trailer that released at GamesCon gave some great news for Switch fans. The game is coming to Nintendo's console in early 2018. While the first footage we saw at E3 2016 showed promise, today's video threatened some seriously heartwarming adventure. The game's furry, polygonal protagonist sings to different animals and entities it meets along the way, which coo and yelp in response. Let's be honest, this game looks tailor-made for the Switch's demographic. Folks who embrace Zelda Breath of the Wild's lush, vibrant landscapes and adventure will lunge for FE's odd yet endearing gameplay, which also seems chill enough for the console's younger players.
Through the high pines and the whispers of the forest, it was said when the dangers came, a new cry could be heard, the song of a cub.
Heading back to Microsoft, we're getting a sequel to a game I didn't know we asked for, State of Decay 2. State of Decay 2 wants you to decide who lives and who dies, or whatever happens next. The sequel aims to double down on what made the 2013 original work, kinda. A more sophisticated game world and elaborate skill trees and settlements, whether that's a medical facility or just better zombie-deflecting defenses. State of Decay launched in Xbox 360 back in 2013 as part of the Xbox Live Arcade's exclusive lineup that eventually got a PC and Xbox One remaster. Despite that remake, it still had plenty of rough edges and glitchy environments. However, it's sequel time, and the developer Undead Labs has a full backing of Xbox Studios to ensure its new world of zombies has a little less messy, and I mean that in a tactical sense. There's still plenty of zombies to run over, smash with a baseball bat, and, you know, the rest. Either way, I'm not gonna buy it.
This is bullshit! Those little green fuckers blew up the side of my base again! There you are, minding your own business. Then all of a sudden you hear this shh behind you. Then blammo! They go suicidal, and hours of work are blown up!
Well, maybe it's not their fault. Ever think it could be a speech impediment? I mean, they could be saying, she's got a really nice house, but they get too nervous and blow up. What's the matter, little guy? Shy? Ow.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode. I'll be back next week with the standard format that isn't all about video game news. But until then, just remember, somewhere, there is a person pulling on a door that says push on the handle. Bye!